It's on this day. It's John Gibbons. I'm joined in the studio by Neil Atkinson and by Dave Seeger, which is very exciting to have you in, Dave.
I'm very excited to be here. Thank you.
And very excited to talk about a brilliant game in Liverpool's recent history. It's from the exhilarating 13-14 season. And on this day in 2014, Liverpool welcomed Arsenal at the top of the league, Arsenal to Anfield, and spanked them 5-1. Dave, did you go to the game? Were you there?
I was not, no. I was watching it on the good old BT Sport.
Those guys. I mean, I think it was even BT's first season.
It was. It was definitely one of the earlier games. I'm trying to remember whether the dreadful Jake Humphrey was involved, but I don't.
Not then.
No, I don't think he would have been, would he? No, but
I think he was still at East Anglia University or something, dreaming big.
Lucky then.
Of a high performance at that point. It was a brilliant day at Anfield, Neil. I remember. It being sunny, not as cold as it is today in Liverpool. I remember, funny enough, we'd been somewhere, and so I got a train in and arrived at a lot of the same time as the Arsenal fans, and they were sort of quite bullish. They turned up at Anfield, not just top, but with the best defensive record in the league. And what Liverpool did to them in that first 20 minutes was unbelievable, and sort of felt like, you know, you could talk about when seasons kickstart and this one, you know, probably got going at Spurs away maybe when they sort of did them five and you saw how sort of good they are. But it was something else. And I feel like we've seen a bit of that recently, but up until that point, I don't think I'd seen anything like it, you know, in real life in front of me.
It's one of the best days of my life. Yeah, it was unbelievable to watch in front of you. It was so fast. It was so fast. We played faster games since then. We played against opponents who were capable of living with our speed to a degree since then as well. But it was amongst the fastest I'd just ever seen football played. And I think it's a combination of factors. The early goal massively helps, absolutely massively helps, because you've just got an early goal for one thing, but it the adrenaline's moving. And it really weirdly felt like the half 12 factor helped it, which is so often not the case for big games. But it felt like Liverpool started fast and the crowd just went with them. And then the crowd was sort of whipping them around. And it was all in. It was genuinely, emphatically overwhelming. And it was, I think it is right to say that season had started long before then. You can even go right the way back to the start of the season with the 3-1 nils. You know, it's in October of that season, I think I'm right in saying, or November, or maybe even very early December. Anyway, where Suarez scores four. He scores the four against Norwich. There is, in there, you've mentioned the Tottenham game, John. There's a 4-1 at home to West Ham. You know, there's loads of moments where you feel like this season's really got something about it. And then the first 20 minutes of this game takes all of that, turns it into a massive bouncy ball and throws the bouncy ball on the ground as hard as humanly possible. And it just ricochets everywhere. And you're overcome. Ben McCausland wrote something about it for the book that you and I wrote on the season, where he calls it the best 20 minutes of anything ever that you could ever watch. But also he points out that when it goes four, there's a cheer, but then there's another sound that's going, and it's just people laughing.